Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, WEEI Afternoons, on a Patriots Friday, but we need to deviate a little bit from the Patriots talk for a little Celtics, a little basketball, a little NBA chatter here. It's a Frizzoco Friday. You know Brian Frizzoco.
What's going on, boys?
He's our guy from Twitch chat.
Hey.
Part of the failed pick six parlay as well.
I had a rough start to the year.
I have a rough week every week. We'll get to that later. But Brian Frizzoco is I believe Scal would call him a hoop head. He is an NBA guy. He watches games at all hours, all games, all teams.
Every email we get from Brian is the Celtics. Like, it's, they're not even playing.
No.
And it's, we're getting a Celtics, you know.
Oh, so much Wembanyama.
Yeah. And then he's like,
but don't ever change. I love it.
Do you see what Shams said about the fourth point guard on the Blazers? No, I didn't. And I don't give a rat's ass about the fourth point guard
on
the Blazers.
You keep telling us. You keep emailing us, buddy.
Okay.
Right?
So we thought we would bring your immense knowledge, statistics, and your viewpoints to the big stage. So, what are we talking? I believe we're talking about the Celtics and their 3-point shooting, because I know Ted Johnson is a proponent of maybe lowering that number and not making it their focal point of the offense.
I think we have a disagreement in how in philosophy on that, right, Brian?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, Ted, I sit back there every day. I'm one of the behind the glass brethren. I think Mistas and Dan refer to it as. And a lot of times I can't chime in and, you know, push back on some of your 3-point stances. Much of them are, you know, I agree with, but certain basketball ones I do sort of, you know, bash my head against the wall listening to.
And let's hear it, bud.
One of them is the 3-point shooting. Yep. And over past seasons, I've totally been with you. I think it lowered the Celtics, who, especially over the last 2 years when they had Jrue Holiday and Porzingis and the rest of those guys, like, they were head and shoulders, I think, the most talented team in basketball. I think it wasn't really close, them and the number two team. And I thought it sort of evened the playing field. When they lost to Miami a couple seasons ago, I thought a big part of that was because they sort of evened the playing field and turned it into a make-miss league, as Doc Rivers liked to call it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought certainly last year with the New York Knicks, much more talented team. The Celtics were a much more talented team than New York was last year. And it became a series that they ended up losing, in part because Jason Tatum got hurt. But I thought big reason you got to be down 2-1 and then eventually 3-1 when Tatum got hurt was because you sort of shot yourself out of that series.
Yep.
This team is not that talented. This team is not as talented as they have been the last few years. And I think overall, if you just look at the talent on this team, they're not a super talented team. They have a couple good players. Your guy, Jaylen Brown, I think is going to be an all-NBA player when the season's over. I think if you're the best player on a top six team and averaging around 30 points, you're sort of a shoe-in for an all-NBA player, especially a guy like Jaylen Brown who's already gotten that award,
yep,
finals MVP, all that. But you look at the rest of this roster, Derek White's a good player, but I think he's sort of getting exposed into showing that he's not a true number two on a true contending team. And Peyton Pritchard was a great six man, but that's what he is. He's a good six man. And I think that when you're playing some of the elite teams in basketball, some of the good teams in the NBA, you're not going to really be able to compete with them shooting a lot of two-pointers. And I think this is a team that we've seen over the last few years thrives on shooting the three. This is a team that's built to sort of shoot beyond the arc, and that's the kind of offense they want to play. They're 6th in offensive rating so far this season. The 3-point shot has been working for them this year, and that is with Derek White struggling to start the season. That's with Peyton Pritchard struggling to start the season. They're both still shooting below the league average. Like, I think this is the way. It's not the most visually appealing way, and in the years past, Ted, I've been with you. I've been pulling my hair out watching this team a lot of nights where they're just jacking up threes and taking these shots. This year, unfortunately, I hate to say it, I think this is the way that they're going to have to win games.
Even though Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, and Derek White are all shooting below their career averages from the three-point line. The guys that are leading the three-point percentage this season, Baylor Shireman, Hugo Gonzalez, Jordan Walsh, Anthony Simons, and Luka Garza. Those are the best three-point shooters on the team, and they're the lowest volume shooting players on the team. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, and I think what the Celtics think, and this is sort of a bigger analytic thing, is, you know, revert back to the mean, right? That Peyton Pritchard's not going to shoot this bad for the rest of the season. Derek White's not going to shoot this bad for the rest of the season. These are guys who should be shooting in the high 30s, right? When you look at their career averages and what they've done over the last few years, you're expecting them to shoot better. And I think that's what they're going to do. You look at it and say, okay, you had a really slow start. Pritchard and White have been shooting the ball better. You expect Jaylen Brown to shoot the ball better, specifically from beyond the arc. Like, I think that this is the formula that they want, and they expect those guys who aren't shooting as well as Hugo Gonzalez or some of these other guys that you mentioned, Baylor Shireman, that these are guys who are capable of hitting at a high rate.
One of my biggest reasons for pushing back is you can't count on hitting your threes every night. You can count on good defense, right? You can count on effort and pace. And if you decide that you want to attack the rim, the Celtics are dead last in free throw attempts. And they really only have one guy that can, other than, you know, JB's the only guy that really is attacking the rim. Yeah, you just feel like to depend on a one thing that is just you can't count on night in, night out, I just think is a mistake by the Celtics.
And they have less guys to count on, too. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, you thought Jrue Holiday and Porzingis, like those are veterans. Al Horford, you lost three, you could say, proven. You knew what you were basically going to get over the long haul of a season.
Three starters. My God.
You don't have that anymore. So you've narrowed the window of guys that have to be the consistent three-point scorers, and then you start leaning on some other guys that might be a little more. And that's where you get. So I looked it up. We talked about it yesterday. Terp said, just be average shooting threes. And over the last 20 years, whatever it was, shoot 36%. That's the end. Well, you're at 34.7%. So you're below average shooting threes. And we're more than a quarter of the way through the season here?
But you're below.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, average with arguably your two best three-point shooters having the worst start to their career in terms of shooting in Pritchard and White. I think the Celtics, and again, specifically the analytics, I know we all hate that term.
Yes, but we do.
The analytics say that they're going to revert back to the mean, that Pritchard's going to start shooting better, that White's going to start shooting better, that they're not going to consistently be a low 30s shooting tandem.
One of the other things they struggle, which is obviously I mentioned that they have a struggle, they struggle to get to the free throw line. And they're one of the worst rebounding teams in the NBA. The three-point shot adds to that. It's harder to get rebounds.
Well, it certainly adds to offensive rebounds, no doubt about it. But you look at this team and you say, who's going to be the one getting these rebounds? Right? And I think the rebound as a stat as a whole is sort of flawed in today's NBA. When I say flawed, I mean, you know, Nikola Jokic is far and away the best player in the NBA. And you look at some of his stats, right? The 35 points and 18 rebounds. Well, look at those 18 rebounds. If you look at each of those rebounds, how many of them are contested rebounds? How many of them are true rebounds? I think the rebound stat is a little flawed in today's NBA because, and Ted, I know the Celtics are ahead of the curve in terms of the amount of three-pointers they shoot, but everyone's shooting a ton of threes now. Most rebounds in today's NBA are sort of uncontested rebounds. And, you know, I mentioned Jokic, right? Out of those, let's say he gets 18 rebounds one night. How many of those are really contested?
Okay,
contested?
Let me ask you.
Two, three?
What do you think? Do you care about the free throw attempts being the worst in the NBA at getting to the free throw line? Does that bother you?
I think free throws are important, but I also look at the roster and say, who are guys who are going to be able to get to the line consistently? Who has a good enough dribble? Who's a guy who can get to the hole and make a team have to foul, right? You look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who always leads the league in fouls drawn, right? Yep. Or James Harden over the last couple years, right? Those are guys who not just draw fouls.
D-White.
The D-White reason
that, the rim.
Sure, but those guys can draw fouls Anthony because Simons. They're such a threat yeah. at the rim, at finishing at the rim. Anthony Simons is more of a just, I'm going to huck it. He's the perfect Celtic for what I'm saying, right? Like, he just wants to chuck.
See, I think he's more athletic than that. I think he is he has the ability to
can
shoot
he create
threes.
It himself.
I think he can. If you get like, I think Ted's right. You're going to have to lean into this. It's a little different than what you've been doing and asking people to do. Derek White's a good example. I think if you tell Derek White to hang out by the 3-point line and shoot threes, he will. And if you tell him to take it to the rim, I think he could draw more fouls and get to the line.
Very skilled.
Can he do that as the number two? I think that's my biggest question because we've seen him be able to do it when he's on the floor with Tatum.
He can't shoot
Brown,
threes as the number two because he sucked at that so far.
That's
this
a good
year.
Point. Yeah. So I think you're starting to get a little exposed, but what do you trust him more as? I've seen him be a consistent shooter throughout his career when he was with San Antonio. As soon as he got here with Boston, I haven't really seen him be a consistent number two that can create his own shot, that can create shot for others.
All right, let's take the first call of the Ferzocco Friday era. Let's go to Tariq in Boston. What's up, Tariq?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
All right, so I'm just, like, I'm listening, and I agree, in a perfect world, you'd want them to go to the hole more so they can get to the line.
Yep.
So they can score easy buckets. But and then in the same breath, someone said, well, the only guy that can do that is Jaylen Brown. Nobody else can do that. And that's the point. They're built to do, unfortunately, for the aesthetic, it's the other thing, shooting the three, shooting outside. You don't want them shooting 16, 18 footers. So it's got to be the three-pointer or get to the rim. And right now, have you watched these guys try to go to the hole? Have you watched them? Who has had a blow-by? Even Jaylen Brown's not getting a blow-by. Who's had a straight-up man-on-man and a blow-by to the rim? No one. They have to do like six screens to get a guy anywhere near the rim.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tariq.
Hey,
quick retort.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick retort, Brian?
No, I agree. I mean, look, sort of what I was saying, right? Like, the mid-range shot is the worst shot in basketball, right? That's what the analytics
except for JB.
You. Except for your guy, Jaylen Brown, the deep two is the way so and say, go to the rack. Go create your own shot. Go create a shot for another guy. Like, and that's the issue I have. And I know you brought up Indiana a lot last year, right? As a team that doesn't shoot a lot of threes. Well, they have one of the best facilitating point guards in the league who can also get to the hole.
And they transition. They just so fast. Their pace of play is very fast. Yeah.
Brian, all right.
Great job.
Great job. Great job. We look forward to it. I think there will be some future for Zoco Fridays. Maybe we'll talk about JB, MVPs, Joe Mazzulla, coaching style, his role.
Kata's the MVP of this team.
There's plenty of things to talk about on a for Zoco Friday. Nice job, Brian. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. Is Joe Burrow playing? We'll talk about that. And we got to recap a little bit of our interview with Jeremy Springer. Maybe one of the more enjoyable interviews we've ever done with one of these coordinators with the Patriots. All that and more up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.